Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, a few hours ago, Joe Lombardi and Terrell Austin, the new offensive and defensive coordinator, stood at this podium, took questions from the media. And I think two things that maybe jumped out that at least the fans out there are gonna enjoy is Lombardi's going to call the plays, and Terrell Austin is going to blitz more. And I think the blitzing part, fans have been calling for that for years.
Well, I think if you just would have brought him up side by side and asked Joe Lombardi at a public, you know, hearing, if you want to call it that, asked Joe Lombardi, are you going to call the plays? And he said, yes. Terrell Austin, are you going to blitz more? Yes. Everybody would have cheered and left. They didn't care about anything else. But really, I think it's something you need to know. And I think I would have been surprised if Lombardi would have taken a job as a coordinator and not call plays. But we'll see. And we'll see how much they blitz and all that. It's not going to be the old grits blitz or anything like that where they come on every play. But we'll see.
But I think if you're a Lions fan, there has to be a little bit of excitement there. One, when Lombardi talked about his scheme, what that's going to be like. And he said it's going to have a lot of the New Orleans Saints concepts in it. And if you're a fan who's watched the NFL, the NFC, and the New Orleans Saints the past few years, you've got to be a little bit excited about how they had a lot of different kinds of personnel packages, how they moved guys in, out, a lot of different guys contributed, and they were a big play type offense. You flip over to the defensive side of the ball, you're talking about a Ravens secondary that was kind of a ball hawking type secondary, that was an aggressive defense, a Super Bowl winning defense. So just on scheme alone from where these guys are coming from, if you tailor that to the Detroit Lions and you look at some of those similarities, if you're a fan, are you excited about that?
Well, you would be. You'd be even more excited if you could bring Ed Reed, Ray Lewis,
Terrell
Suggs. You know, and that's part of it, too. It's a lot easier sometimes to dial things up. But having said all that, you know, the Ravens, for all of the ferocity, they weren't a great sack team. They didn't rank like 1, 2, 3, 4 in the league in sacks, but they just did it with pure mayhem and smart, great football players with great leadership, especially from guys like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Halati Knott and guys like that. I think that's one of the things that they're going to have to develop here. Also, I was interested in what Terrell Austin said about his conversation with Ndamukong Suh. That kind of rang a bell, too.
And I'll flip it over to the other side, Lombardi's conversations with Matthew Stafford. I mean, that's obviously going to be a key part going forward. I mean, you and I both know, everybody out there knows that this team's only going to go as far as Matthew Stafford can take them in his right arm. And he talked about having a process for Matthew. Look, this is the first time Matthew's going through this kind of thing.
It's change.
Yeah.
Unscheduled change.
Yeah. And I wrote about that on DetroitLions.com on Friday. He's never had a new head coach during his time at a place. He's never had a new offensive coordinator. He's having a new quarterback's coach. This is a whole different kind of scheme for him. This is a whole new deal. I think maybe some of that can be reinvigorating sometimes.
Oh, I think so, too.
Having a new set of eyes on that. Maybe you look forward to learning some things and going into a season with that little bit of uncertainty. But it's change, and he's got to adapt to it, and so does everyone else. And they've got to get it like that. They don't have time to grow into this thing.
Well, I like the way Joe Lombardi kind of talked about the golden arm. You know, just to back up to the Super Bowl, Terrell Austin talked about the way the Seahawks play defense, how they play for each other and with each other, not talking about the schemes. That's one of the things you want. You're not going to play the same concepts that they do. And also, I was thinking about the same thing. There were 5 or 6 times, you know, where Peyton Manning was under fire in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks rush, where I probably thought to himself, I wish I could throw it sidearm like Stafford does, okay? So I'm not one of the people who gets all bent out of shape when he throws it sidearm. You know why? Because he can.
But there's certainly a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely.
And the good thing about having a new coach, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but the NFL does allow to the guys to come in 2 weeks ahead of everyone else. They'll be here April 7. They'll start to learn these schemes. The coaches are starting to learn their players. All that has to come together, and the Lions don't have a lot of time to do that.
And also, just to get back to the Austin thing with Ndamukong Suh, everybody knows his contract's coming up and all that, and there's going to be a, you know, I'm looking for a battle, but we'll see. But Suh did tell him, and I've heard this from outside the organization, Suh wants to win. He doesn't want to spend 10 years in one place and not win. He wants to win. He's gotten a taste of it for one full season and a half a season, but he wants to win.
I think Matthew Stafford, a lot of other guys,
absolutely,
are the same way. This coaching staff has a lot to prove, and they've got to do it to these players fairly quick.